What's up, world? I'm Cameron McKinney, and this is Pop Culture Spotlight, a podcast about the movie The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Here's a quick synopsis. In an attempt to slow down German U-boats during World War II, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill puts together a black ops to destroy their ships. The film stars Henry Cavill, Issa Gonzalez, Alan Ritchson, Babs Olusanmankun, and Henry Golding. Standout performances. I really don't know how to feel about Henry Cavill at this point. I have a love-hate relationship with him as an actor. I did not care for his take on Superman or Clark Kent, and I, like everyone, hated Argyle. I've liked Cavill the most in his two movies with Guy Ritchie, where he plays the good guy who is also a bit of a rogue. First in Man from U.N.C.L.E., where he plays CIA agent Napoleon Solo, and in The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, he plays Gus March Phillips, who was a real person and the leader of a black ops known as Operation Postmaster. And what's interesting about this historical figure is he was the author's Ethan Fleming's inspiration for James Bond. And if you followed the career of Henry Cavill, you know that he's been connected to that role in the past. He was the runner-up to Daniel Craig. I just don't view Henry Cavill as somebody who can carry an entire movie. He's good in movies with other good actors like Mission Impossible Fallout and the Enola Holmes movies. Again, I just don't view him as a real leading man who can carry an entire movie. Cavill is set to star in Highlander, directed by John Wick's Chad Stahelski. This feels like a big test for Henry Cavill. He's going to be working with a top-notch action filmmaker. I just wonder if Cavill is running out of chances to be a leading man. Issa Gonzalez has worked with an interesting number of filmmakers: Michael Bay, David Leitch, Adam Wingard, and now Guy Ritchie. And what these directors have in common is they make entertaining movies, popcorn movies, if you will. And what I mean by that is they make fun movies for everyone. They don't make prestige films that are made to get Oscar nominations. And her performances in these movies are really good. I find it refreshing that she's not chasing awards attention. The movies she's in are good, and she's good in them. Sometimes that should be enough. In my opinion, she gives the best performance of The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And a lot recently has been made about the fact that Gonzalez's character Stewart marries Cavill's character in real life, but the movie does not have a hint of romance, and I really do believe that that has to come to the fact that it's made by Guy Ritchie. Watch a Guy Ritchie movie. He does not really have time for romance. He doesn't really add that to any of his movies. Snatch does not have a romantic relationship in it. If you're looking for romance, you're looking for a different director than Guy Ritchie. Alan Ritchson has made a name for himself by starring in the hit Amazon show Reacher, and he's a perfect actor for Guy Ritchie, who knows what to do with big personalities. Ritchson has been vocal about the fact that he wants to play Batman in James Gunn's DC movie universe. I would be surprised if he got the part. He's not an A-lister yet, but you can't deny he's having success. I think people are becoming a fan of this guy. And finally, I do want to talk about Henry Golding. I find him to be a fascinating character in Hollywood. He became famous because of Crazy Rich Asians. He's been in really good movies. He's also been in some really bad movies. I think he's not really a leading man. I find him more interesting when he's playing side parts in movies like Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman, and now his second film with Guy Ritchie, The Ministry of Gentlemanly Warfare. I know we don't really want to see movie stars star in Marvel films anymore, but I think Henry Golding would be a perfect villain in a Marvel movie. Henry Golding as Dr. Doom would get me super pumped up for the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. Marvel should do that immediately. I want to see this guy play a bad guy because he loves playing wild characters who have sinister intentions. Just watch the two films he's made with Guy Ritchie so far. This guy wants to play a bad guy. The weakness in Marvel movies recently has been the villain characters. Make Henry Golding Dr. Doom. Let's talk about the director of The Ministry of Gentlemanly Warfare, Guy Ritchie. From the beginning of his career, Guy Ritchie has been compared to Quentin Tarantino due to the fact that both men write movies filled with in-your-face dialogue and cinematic violence. Other than the obvious difference, which is quality, Tarantino is in another level. The big difference is volume. Since 2015 alone, Ritchie has directed 8 movies. Tarantino has directed 2 movies. What's interesting about Ritchie is he's both at times an auteur filmmaker who brings his signature style to movies, and at other times, he's a director for hire. He's making Disney movies like Aladdin. And now he's reportedly working on a live-action adaptation of Hercules. I think the whole Quentin Tarantino retiring after 10 movies has really spawned a debate between movie lovers. Like, is that a good thing for a director to do, is make 10 movies and then go away? And I don't think it is, because there are so many directors I love that have made way more than 10 movies. Steven Spielberg has made way more than 10 movies. Scorsese has made way more than 10 movies. There are even lesser directors who have made more than 10 movies who I want to continue to make more movies. I want there to continue to be Michael Bay movies. He's an auteur in his own way. He's making movies like Ambulance. He's making movies with movie stars that I want to see. He's making the Bad Boys films. I want Michael Bay to continue to make Michael Bay movies. I think the perfect example of what I'm talking about is Steven Soderbergh. He's prolific, and he's on that same level as Tarantino in my mind. He's one of the best filmmakers of all time. He just can't stop making movies, and I love him for that. And that is something that I admire about Guy Ritchie, is he's not a guy who makes a movie and then goes away for 5 years. He just works. Like, this is what this guy does. Are all of his movies perfect? No. Are all of his movies on that same base level? Absolutely not. Some are not as good as others, but when he hits, he really hits. I love some of his movies. I love Snatch. Snatch is one of my top 30 films of all time. I watch it all of the time. I love Brad Pitt in that movie. Man from U.N.C.L.E., I believe, is an underrated classic. And The Gentleman and the Wrath of Man are just pure entertainment bliss in my eyes. And getting back to Tarantino for a minute, I get what the man is chasing. He's chasing a perfect filmography. I think the problem with that is it doesn't exist. And I like the fact that there are directors out there who are taking risk. I love the fact that Guy Ritchie made a giant King Arthur movie that not a lot of people like, but I do. I like that he went there, that he tried to bring his signature style to a giant blockbuster film. I love that. And then I love that that failed, and he immediately just continued to make movies. That's kind of what I love about Guy Ritchie, is that he doesn't stop being Guy Ritchie. He just makes movies. That's what he does. It's not on the same level, but it's in the same vein as Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott does not care whether his next movie is a massive success or a massive failure. He's just going to continue to be Ridley Scott. I've said this before on this podcast. I think the directors for hires get a bad rap, and they're the ones who should be directing massive studio blockbusters. Not Chloe Zhao, no offense, but her Marvel movie, The Eternals, did not work out. The kind of people that should be directing Marvel movies are Guy Ritchie, are Michael Bay. They're the ones who know how to make mass entertainment that people actually want to watch. Guy Ritchie should definitely direct a Marvel movie in the future, and Marvel should absolutely want to be in the Guy Ritchie business. They shouldn't be wanting to make prestige superhero movies. They should want to make movies with Guy Ritchie. Upcoming Guy Ritchie movies include In the Gray with Henry Cavill, Isa Gonzalez, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Rosamund Pike. Fountain of Youth with Natalie Portman and John Krasinski. Now, that one I'm super fascinated by. I want to see Guy Ritchie work with a megastar like Natalie Portman and John Krasinski. I mean, these are two A-listers. And Guy Ritchie in his career has had some success with A-listers. He's worked with Brad Pitt in Snatch, but most of his films, no offense to the people who are the stars of them, are led by B-list actors. He hasn't really worked with A-listers since Matthew McConaughey in The Gentlemen. Let's get to what I liked about this movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It's a lot of fun, and it's cool to learn that these were real people. There's a reason that movies keep going back to this time period, because we know who the good guys are, and we know who the bad guys are. These are about characters chasing Nazis. The simplicity of the storytelling makes it a film that's easy to follow. And one of the reasons that people are once again comparing Guy Ritchie to Quentin Tarantino is because this movie is reminding many people of Inglourious Basterds. Now, is this movie on the level of Inglourious Basterds? Absolutely not. That's one of Tarantino's best movies. It has a great Brad Pitt and Christoph Waltz performance. And frankly, the best part of this movie is when they are assembling the team to chase down the Nazis, when Henry Cavill is putting together his team. It reminds people of Ocean's 11. We all love those kind of movies. We want to see the team come together. It's why The Avengers was such a hit movie. But there lies the problem with The Ministry of Gentlemanly Warfare. It's not a hit movie. Box office. So far, this film has only made $15 million while costing $70 million. Here's my take. I think this has to do with the film's lack of star power. The last Guy Ritchie film that did well at the box office was The Gentlemen, and it has Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell, Jeremy Strong, and Hugh Grant, all people that could sell a movie on their own. This movie is led by Henry Cavill, who couldn't sell his own Superman films, even when he was teaming up with Batman, and then we all know the failures of Justice League, and then this past year, the failure of Argyle. I have never heard anyone ever say the words, "I am watching this because Henry Cavill is in it." I don't think he has that star appeal that studios give him the credit for having. Even the last Guy Ritchie movie he was the star of, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., no one saw that movie. I think it's an underrated gem, but not enough people saw it because Henry Cavill wasn't a star then and he isn't a star now. I think in the future, Guy Ritchie has to go back with some of the actors he's worked with in the past. I think he needs to work with Gerard Butler, who could sell a movie like this. Jason Statham, who could sell a movie like this. You know who I desperately want to see Guy Ritchie work with again? Tom Hardy. I think Tom Hardy is the perfect type of Guy Ritchie actor. A guy who is so serious, yet can be so silly and fun at the same time. Like, that's what I think we need. We need Tom Hardy to be the lead of a Guy Ritchie movie. It's also worth noting that this movie was produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who's coming off of Top Gun Maverick. That's why people thought this was going to be a hit, because that's all Jeremy Bruckheimer produces. He produces the Pirates of the Caribbean films. He produces the Top Gun movies. He's produced the Michael Bay films. Him collaborating with Guy Ritchie makes a lot of sense, but financially, it hasn't worked out. Not enough people cared about this movie. I cared about it because I love seeing every Guy Ritchie movie that comes out. Clearly, not everyone has that opinion. I have not heard a lot of people talk about this movie. I think what we are learning from movies recently is star power absolutely still matters. The Beekeeper was a hit because of Jason Statham. Wonka was a hit because of Timothée Chalamet. This movie underperformed because it did not have massive stars. It has good actors, it has big names that people talk about, but Henry Cavill isn't on that star level. Issa Gonzalez isn't on that star level. Alan Ritchson is a television actor who clearly isn't on that star level. Henry Golding being in a bit part isn't going to get people to see this movie. And that's 100% why I believe Guy Ritchie is trying to work with bigger and bigger movie stars. He worked with Jake Gyllenhaal on The Covenant that a lot of people like. Now, that movie didn't make a lot of money, but I've heard a lot of people talk about that movie. I feel like that movie will grow in time, and that's why I think he's working with Natalie Portman and John Krasinski, because he's realizing in real time he needs to start working with A-listers again. His hits are the ones that are led by major stars. Robert Downey Downey Jr., Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, A-listers that can sell a movie. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare was lacking that severely. The other thing about the film is, yes, it has an interesting plot, but we all know where it's going. Like, it's such a predictable movie. There's no massive surprises. That's what the film is lacking, is scenes that are going to shock you. It's well made, it's well acted, it's fun, the characters are interesting, but it's just not enough to get people invested in it. And that's something that needs to happen with movies in the year 2024. You need to have more than just a good plot. This movie not being a hit is not a good thing. I want directors like this to thrive because I want them to continue to make the kinds of movies they make. The fact that Michael Bay's last movie was a bomb, the fact that Guy Ritchie's last few movies have not made money, I mean, that is not a good thing. These are the type of directors who should be directing movies with high budgets because they know what to do with it. And I think it goes back to something I said earlier about Issa Gonzalez, about her willingness to be in these kinds of movies. A-listers used to want to be in these kinds of films. Brad Pitt was in Snatch because he wanted to be in a Guy Ritchie movie. Nicolas Cage worked with Michael Bay on The Rock because he wanted to be in a Michael Bay movie. I feel like the A-listers of right now have zero interest in being in a Michael Bay or a Guy Ritchie movie. Like, could you imagine Timothée Chalamet working with Guy Ritchie? Absolutely not. At this point, Guy Ritchie should be calling Vin Diesel or The Rock. Those are the type of actors he needs to get in his movies, because those two can sell big movies. Say what you will about them, but they sell movies. People want to see them be the leads of films. You can't say that about Henry Cavill anymore. He's been given so many chances, yet none of them have been successful. And while I've been critical on this podcast, it does hurt me to say that, because Cavill has been at his best working with Guy Ritchie. So the fact that the two movies he's made, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and The Ministry of Gentlemanly Warfare, haven't made a lot of money yet have been good in my mind, is irritating. I want these movies to be successful. They are good movies. I can't say that about Argylle. I think that film is unforgivable, and I like the fact that that movie did not make money at the box office because it did not deserve to be a hit. I really am interested to see where Henry Cavill is in the next 5 years. The Witcher didn't work out. He left that series because he thought he was going to be Superman again. Then James Gunn takes over DC and picks a younger guy to be Superman. Now he's out of that job. Now he's working with Guy Ritchie again. I thought that this movie was going to be more of a hit. I thought people were interested in it. Clearly they weren't, so then that doesn't work out. Now he's got another Guy Ritchie movie on the way with Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know how that movie's going to play out, because Jake Gyllenhaal was in his last movie. That wasn't a hit. This movie wasn't a hit. I hate to say it, but I think in the next 5 years, Henry Cavill is going to be, for the most part, a supporting actor. He is no longer going to be the leads of films. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I am. I hope that the Highlander film becomes a huge success and that Chad Stahelski turns Henry Cavill into a leading man, but at this point, so many have tried and so many have failed. Overall, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is a mid-Guy Ritchie movie, and I don't mean that as a slight, because I'm a big fan of Guy Ritchie. I like most of his movies. I haven't seen one yet that I didn't enjoy, and I have avoided the ones that everyone hates, I'll say that, but I love most of his movies. Snatch, again, is one of my favorites. Man from U.N.C.L.E. really holds up in my mind. My take is he has become a director that makes sense working within the realms of franchise movies. The King Arthur movie made sense to me. The Sherlock Holmes movies make sense. Aladdin makes sense, even though it didn't feel like a Guy Ritchie film. And his upcoming Hercules movie makes sense to me because his style works with big blockbusters if he's given an unlimited budget and a movie that's going to be an automatic hit. There will be at some point A-list actors attached to Hercules that's going to make it a movie that everyone's going to want to see. Do you know why Aladdin was a hit movie? Because it had Will Smith. That's what this movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly warfare was missing, it's Will Smith. And Guy Ritchie needs those type of actors. And for him to get those type of actors, he's going to have to work on bigger and bigger movies. I think no matter what ends up happening, Guy Ritchie is going to continue to have an up and down career due to the nature of his career. I mean, the man is prolific. He just doesn't stop making movies. Thanks for listening to this edition of Pop Culture Spotlight. I'm Cameron McKinney, and there'll be a new episode of the podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I recommend you check out the film, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Next week on the podcast, I'm talking about Luca Guadagnino's Challengers, starring Zendaya, Mike Feist, and Josh O'Connor. So tune into that, and please rate, review, and subscribe.